JFRD's rescue chief says a city-funded opioid intervention pilot program seems to be working. He presented data about the four-month-old program to a city council committee Monday, and the program looks to be less expensive than anticipated. The six-month intervention program, which started in November, cost taxpayers nearly $1.5 million. Those who overdose and are transported to St. Vincent's Riverside or Southside are connected with what are called peer recovery specialists, who follow them through detox and treatment. JFRD Rescue Chief David Castleman says of the 57 eligible patients, all but 10 accepted services, and contact was lost with 15 of them.
So that gave us a total of 32 participants that are currently engaged in the program.
Half are getting treatment while staying at a rehab center. The other half are outpatient.
And it's working. And the most significant takeaway from that is that the financial impact to the budget of the program has not been what we anticipated it would be.
In a good way, he says.
It will be substantially less than what we anticipated we would spend.
Castleman says he could foresee the program being immediately extended due to the cost savings when the pilot ends in mid-May. At the same time, he says he's keeping a close eye on a new trend landing drug users in local ERs, fentanyl-laced cocaine. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.